You're listening to the 60-Second Quiz Show here on Inspirato Projecto with your host, Guy Martin.
Hey, I'm Guy Martin here. Welcome to the 60-Second Game Show here on Inspirato Projecto. Let's meet our contestants, shall we? Here's Paul.
Hi there.
And here's Sarah.
Hi.
And let's meet Vince.
Hello.
All right, let's get down to it. Here's our only question for the entire show. What band does Kirk Clendenin play keyboards in? Yes, Paul!
Isn't it, Yachtly Crew?
That's correct! It's Yachtly Crew! Wow! We got a winner! Mitch, tell him what he's won!
Well, Paul, you've won a gallon of Kirk Clendenin's ozonated bathwater straight to you from Kirk Clendenin's bathtub.
Wow! Well, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next time here on the 60-Second Quiz Show on Inspirato Projecto!
So as you can hear in the background, Highway Star is playing. They are a alt country band. This is their live debut of a song they've been working on. Original music on an EP. Woodstock on the beach.
We're gonna play something you know.
You're Yacht Rock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're the
pianist. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
You
from
came out
Rose
to see us. Oh my gosh! Oh my god! Thank you so much. Oh my gosh! Yes, that's
so
right.
Yeah, we were doing
it's, like, it's like meeting a celebrity. Look at that! You
Who's
were all over the photos.
Yeah, and I
you're in other people's photos.
And,
I mean, you were like.
We're going to do a song for the ladies right now.
And
ladies,
you want to hear a song first?
Thank you so much for doing
it. I brought a virgin today.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
Yes.
The sacrificial lamb to soft rock.
The sacrificial lamb, and then we will be in Ventura here next on the 28th, I think.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is so cool you came out.
We are crippies.
I love this. I love that.
And I need your new t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they
I'm not
have
sure
stuff?
Where. You know what? If you keep walking towards the back over there, ask for Misty. And if Misty is there, she'll talk with you about the t-shirts.
Awesome.
I love the new design. It's so fun.
Yeah, I know.
I just.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the tank top.
Oh, cool. God, that is so cool.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like Miami Vice or something, you know?
Right?
Like it's like an opening to a TV show. And,
absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I just need a white jacket with the sleeves rolled
up. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's a pleasure seeing you again. What's your name again?
Jennifer, that's great.
I gotta go meet my sister.
Okay.
Her name is Jen. Jenny. That's how interesting is that? Cool. Nice to meet you. Wow, of course. Another synchronicity on the way to getting Jenny. Jenny and her friend have just arrived. And I got Jenny's... I have Jenny's wristband to get into this place, which I want to give to her. You'll be listening to Yachtly Crew soon. Oh my gosh, it's great. There are all kinds of, let's see, what do we have here? We have a place, looks like they got dry ice on this thing. Kona ice, yeah, it's like a dry ice thing. And then there's something called the Middle Feast. Rice balls of fire. Do they light those on fire? Or are they just very, very spicy? There's something called belly bombs. I haven't walked on the other side. I'm gonna take a walk on the other side.
take a walk on the other side. And the Yacht Rock girls go, do, 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 do. I feel like right now I'm walking in slow motion. I'm kind of like, I don't know, I feel like I'm traveling through this arena. Imagine, if you will, something out of Aladdin. Hello! Imagine like the opening of Aladdin, where there are all these different goods and things happening. It's like someone swooshing out, hey, would you like an apple? Another person swooshing out, oh, buy my blankets. Another person swooshing out, I make knives. Another person swooshing out, I make popsicles. Each one of them with a new thing. Hello, buy this. And, oh, there's a Fleetwood Mac band here. That's incredible. Fleetwood Mac band here. Wow. This is amazing. All right. So crazy. We ran into a woman named Jennifer on the way to me finding Jenny, aka Jen.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool synchronistic moment right there. She noticed me out of this pack of people. That's pretty neat. You know, I was just having these major breakthroughs as I was watching Highway Star. Wow, it just felt so magnificent. It felt like, it was great. I mean, it was like the root, striking into the root. It was filled with authenticity and honesty. And the interesting thing is that I think, you know, by viewing the audience, watching how people reacted to it, it made me realize, oh, well, maybe that's kind of how Yachtly Crew affects folks. You know, maybe that's how Yachtly Crew is first viewed by people. Hey, you guys, do you have any of your like camera crews here or anything today?
We're filming, but no camera crews.
You're filming?
Yeah, we're filming right now.
Are you gonna be filming any of the live acts playing?
Live bands? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you're not gonna film any of the live bands playing? Are you gonna cover any of them or interview any of them?
We don't have a camera crew here. There's no camera crew.
Oh, gotcha. Well, if any of you guys get a break, you know, whenever you got your break, check out Yachtly Crew. They're going up at like 5:30.
All right.
They're a yacht rock band. They're all love songs, Hall & Oates, Steely Dan, music for lovers. I mean, chances are you'll meet a girlfriend out there. It's interesting. People meet each other out there and then they continue to date each other and they'll show up to other shows. It's just a wonderful, peaceful vibe, and everybody who shows up is
That's
just really cool.
I like that, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
There,
Yachtly Crew. All right, nice meeting you. I'm Stoney Shores. Pleasure to meet you. Take care, guys. So now I gotta find out where the heck Jenny is located. You know what I'm going to do? I wonder if I can podcast while I'm sending a message. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna test it out. We're gonna do a test here. Let's see here. That's my message. That is my message to my sister. That is my message. This is such a wonderful location. All of these booths, people walking by. This has to me, you know, sort of that, like at Love Seed. It's got that kind of vibe. Love Seed was more in the direction of the Burning Man crowd, sort of like the Mad Max folks, the folks who are used to like living in folks who are used to living in sort of like a Mad Max post-apocalyptic kind of thing, you know, craftsmen. They create their own stuff. They've probably built their own house. They're most likely big into, let's say, mutton. Maybe they make mutton. And they have got special spices that they like to use. You know, and they really get into it. They start whooping it up. That's what these boots are here doing. In their own way. In their own way. It's phenomenal. There's a CBD oil thing happening over there in the corner. In the corner. In the corner. You know what? Maybe I'm going to interview this guy. You know, this would be a good time to interview any of these... Any of these local folks. But first, I'm going to, just to make sure where my sister is, and then we'll get back to some more interviews. Stay tuned. Surf Rodeo happening today. Happening today. Ventura. Yachtly Crew playing at 5:30. Soft Rock Classics. Check it out. This is so cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Can you do me a favor? Answer your first name. Stoney? Go ahead. Shores. Oh, do I say it? Not voice activated. I'm sorry. It seems so futuristic. All right. How are you guys deciding how this is somehow going on the
air? So some of the videos... However, news department then decides whether or not we have a promo space to
Gotcha. Can I just put these on my forehead, please?
No problem. Okay. So you'll be looking at this camera the whole time? Take a step back from it.
When I say action,
introduce yourself.
All right.
See that you're from and your message. All right. Somehow, just include KTLA in your message. Okay. And then you can do your message.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Take a little step back. All right. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Good day, everyone. Everyone's favorite yacht rock favorite. Stoney Shores here with the Yachtly Crew, America's favorite yacht rock band. We're here with KTLA having a wonderful time, and we're going to be over there on the Champion stage at 5:30, so show up if you can. Ships ahoy, ships ahoy. Yachtly Crew, ships ahoy. And we'll play your holiday party, KTLA. I'm calling you out, Stoney Shores.
Thanks, bro.
Take care.
You too, man.
You guys, have a great day. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was crazy. So, that was great. Give a little promotion. All right. I'm going to find Jenny and then more to come. Okay. We are it's crazy, halfway through, while Yachtly Crew is playing the Pina Colada song Escape, we got a message to stop because there was some emergency, and there were these rumors that some gal choked on something and she died. And I'm waiting for my sister. I had it. It's a long, ridiculous story. She's at the ER.
We're going to Newbury Park and eating. Do you want to go with us?
I would love to. Well, I'm waiting. Well, I'm waiting for her to show up. Jenny's showing up. I ordered her an Uber, so she's on her way here.
I'll text you the address. Oh, where we're
going. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Nice car. Awesome car. So we got this message over the loudspeaker. By the way, that was Misty and Christian. Misty is the wife of Sailor Hawkins, and her nephew is Christian. Christian is invaluable. He knows all the ins and outs, how everything is connected, all the how the power, you know, how much stuff draws power, how to connect everything, how to, you know, put everything away in the van. It's astounding. It's astounding. So that was them. They just pulled up. It's crazy when there's so many little elements. Okay, so this is what happened. We got a message that some girl, you know, was possibly dead, that she choked on something, she died, and I'm like, oh my god, what the heck, you know, this is sad, I hope that's not the case. And all of a sudden, some guy comes up to me, who is like a stage manager guy, and, oh my god, you know Sailor Hawkins, yes. Oh, he should be in there, but dude, that's so great, you saw the show, I'm Stony Shores behind the keyboards.
Oh.
You guys, thank you so much for coming out. What's your name?
Jim,
pleasure to meet you. Oh my god, what's your name?
I was confused which one where.
What's your name?
Sonia.
Oh, Sonia, I'm Stony Shores. Thank you so much for coming out and bringing the hat. What's your name, sir?
Rob,
pleasure to meet you.
We'll see you at Discovery, right?
Oh my god, you guys, 28? This is awesome. Oh yeah, we'll 28? Be there. Yeah. Yachtly Crew will be there.
We're going to book you at the Santa Barbara Yacht Club before long.
Oh my god, yeah, we would love to play a yacht club. Holy cow.
4th of July.
Oh, that is great. Oh, that would be so fun. That would be so fun to play on a yacht. Oh my gosh.
Who do we contact?
Oh, you got a contact. Oh gosh, I wish I had cards with me. Sailor Hawkins, he's the guy.
Okay.
Look up Yachtly Crew and we'll have the phone number on there. Call him up.
Serious.
That's good. Oh, that's a great combination. Thank you. I love that. I love hearing that information. I love that. He thought I was Sailor Hawkins. I love it. That is so cool. That is amazing. Those people saw the show. So we heard this, you know, we heard this message about this thing. And, you know, we're all freaking out. And we're like, oh my god, this sucks. And then one of the sound guys, or I don't know, someone who runs the stage manager runs up and he goes, oh, the keyboard guy, who's the keyboard guy? I'm like, me. And he goes, it's like, it's your sister. I go, wait, whoa, what? My sister? He goes, your sister's friend. And I'm like, what the hell? I just met that girl. Like, I was just laughing with her. I was just joking with that girl. There's no way that she could be dead right now. And so I went off the stage, went out there, and her friend was, you know, it turns out she was not dead. She just had, she just drank a little too much gin beforehand and then mixed it with wine or something, passed out. Plus there are a lot of people out there, you know, it's understandable, it's very hot out there. So there she was. They put a respirator thing on her, took her out to you know, they got her on a gurney and whatnot, and so Jenny went out, my sister went out to the they didn't even give her the right hospital. They told her a completely different hospital. And so she went out to Did you see Yachtly Crew?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god, what's your name?
Impressive. Daphne.
Yes. I'm Stony Shores.
I've never met a
Daphne my whole life.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm behind on the keyboards.
Well, I've never met a keyboardist, so
oh my god, that's
it's the first
incredible.
Time for everything.
Daphne, thank you so much.
You really guys are good. I wasn't expecting that.
Thank you, and I love the get up. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You guys actually sail?
We would love to. Oh, yes. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much. Wow, this is great to hear these compliments, these people. that's so fun. I've never met a Daphne in my life. That's amazing. The only Daphne I know is from Scooby-Doo. So, turns out these guys, these EMT guys or whatever, they gave Jenny the wrong address. And, so she had to find the right hospital herself, did a little Google search, found the right hospital. She was out there, and they were telling her very little. And meanwhile, her car is here in a parking lot, and we don't know the time limit on that. So, you know, I finished the show, and this is, brings us to right now. I just ordered her an Uber from there to here, and ideally everything's going to... They almost ran over this old guy. wow, great vibe here. Great vibe here. So much fun. So there you go. That's the conclusion of the surf rodeo. My goodness. We were right by the beach. We were on the beach. Oh, my God. It was so good. All right. Well, that's all for now. We will talk to you more later. Take care.
Your manager at work?
No, I'm going to text my the other guy that I work with and just tell him that I don't know when I'm going to be. I might have to leave.
I think I'm listening to Inspirato Projecto. Once again, you are listening to Man Behind the Machine.
So the time is now 1 a.m. Everyone is back, safe. A series of... Let's just say one thing after another. One thing after another. That's a really good way of explaining it. That happened today. I think you heard the hospital, right? You heard a man groaning. I don't even know what he looked like. It's your imagination. It's just as valid as mine. We both share a valid imagination. How cool is that? Just thinking about that. We both share a valid imagination. And you might have thought of him. Whoops. It's not. So, you know, you might have pictured him as something different than I pictured him. I imagine a large fella, okay, maybe with a beard. Large fella with a beard, maybe gray hair, with whitish hair, and a mountain man, like a mountain man. Lumberjack. Imagine that kind of guy. And I was thinking that. Because I was imagining, I didn't want to imagine this terrible thing happening. however, I imagine it was like a carpenter related, you know, like a wood thing, building, wood concocting thing. Either a house, or he's building a log cabin. And I was just imagining like a broken leg. I don't want to think of those things. Maybe he just had a belly pains. Maybe he just ate too many Whoppers. The candy, not the food. The food product. The candy. The sugar product. Not the... I mean, yes, we know. There's sugar everywhere. You could not escape it if you tried. You can't do it. You cannot do it. And why would you want to? Well, cavities. Cavities are a very, very good reason. This is some... just so you know. Because I know how much you care. I know how much you care. This is... some leftover pasta. Long story about tonight. I'm just glad it just worked out. It definitely teaches me a lot about communication. How to better communicate things to people. In a shorter, condensed, more reliable, and trusted execution. It's an interesting word, execution. It's like when you want to press the button, like, okay, you want to start this. Okay, execute the program. Whoa, execute the program. That means, like, start the program, but if we were to actually look at it, like, execute the program, you're telling me to kill the program. Execute the program. Execute the program, won't you please? Won't you please, please execute that program? Won't you please, won't you please? Please won't you execute that program? It's always great for the sound checks when they let me sing a little bit, some West Side Story. It's almost like praying, Maria. I'll never stop saying, Maria. I've just got West Side Story in my brain. So usually when they do my vocal mic check, I'll sing West Side Story songs. When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, you're the swinginest thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king. You're never alone. You're never disconnected. You're home with your own when company's expected. You're well protected. That's the jet song. So everything's good. All's well that ends well, as they say. I think before we cap off tonight, which, well, you might get this tomorrow. We're gonna read another Richard Brautigan. Richard Brautigan. So interesting. Yeah, they were telling us. Oh, some girl died. She choked on something. She died. And I'm like, oh my God. A girl died at our show? Let's not tell anybody that. The only reason why I'm telling you this one right now is because it's a different story than that. So then, I think I was telling you, the guy comes up to me, he's like, oh, you the keyboard player? I'm like, yeah. He said, Jenny Clinton. He said, Jenny. He said, Jenny, her friend, it's her friend. I'm like, what the heck? He goes, do you want us to check it out? I'm like, yeah. And that's when Jenny was over there standing next to the paramedic guys. And they had Brittany on the gurney. Is she dead? What the hell? I said, no, she just had too much alcohol. And hearing that, I'm like, whoa, what a crazy, like, just think about that in those few moments. The game of telephone. How fast, how much it changed. So, what you heard there, those sounds of the hospital. Basically, Brittany was asleep that whole time, waiting for her to wake up. Because they told us that she can go. The lady's like, my policy is that, you know, if they can walk and talk, they can go home. I'm like, wow, that's a good one. And Jenny was thinking about leaving her overnight. I thought, Let's just see what happens. By the way, Bow Wow Wow opened up for us. It's a different lead singer, I guess. Oddly enough, she does look like the young version of the gal in Bow Wow Wow. The replacement. What's the other thing I wanted to say? Oh, it was fantastic to play on the beach today. I gotta tell you, wow. A dream come true. Looking out at all these wonderful people. All right, so I'm going to read to you again the Tokyo Montana Express by Richard Brodigan. Interesting. Here we are on page 127. 7, 8, 9, 10. The number of completion. There's a train, like, on a coin coming at me. Front of a train. Old train. Dancing feet. He's a businessman who comes to Tokyo 3 times a year. He's very interested in shoes. No, that's not his line of business. He's in some very strange way involved with computers, but still, shoes are what he's really interested in. Actually, it's not shoes, but feet. The feet of Japanese women. He's madly in love with their feet. He comes to Japan 3 times a year to look at the feet that are in the shoes when he is in Japan, which averages 2 weeks a visit. He hangs around shoe stores a lot, watching Japanese women trying on shoes. He also carefully studies the sidewalks of Tokyo as if they were art galleries, because they exhibit shoes like moving sculpture, and where there are shoes. Sometimes he wishes that he was a Japanese sidewalk. That would be paradise for him. But could his heart stand the excitement of being a sidewalk? In conventional storytelling, this would be a good time to say some things about the life of the businessman, maybe his age, country, background, family. Does he masturbate? Is he impotent, etc.? But I won't, because it's not important. All that's important is that 3 times a year, he comes to Japan, spending 2 weeks looking at Japanese shoes and the feet inside of them. Of course, summertime is a must visit for him. Sandals. When the airplane flies him to Japan, he always gets a window seat, and thousands of dancing feet pass by the window in shoes that bring out all their beauty. What the heck was I thinking? I thought I was at the end of the show, but I want to say thank you to Man Behind the Machine for contributing another excellent promo, and also Forgotten Tales for that extraordinary 60-second quiz show. When was the last time you have heard a 60-second quiz show? When was that last time? Ready? You get 60 seconds to answer. And go. Guess what? Time flies when you're having fun, and that minute is up. Ooh, I'm just in time for ozonated water. Just drink that down. Thank you to everyone who has contributed. Oh, and if you feel like it, if you happen to find yourself on podcastawards.com, please feel free to vote for me. I'm nominated. We got Inspirato Projecto nominated as Best Arts Podcast and for the Adam Curry Award. So please feel free to vote on there if you like the information here provided and you prefer this as an alternative to maybe what's on the news. Wouldn't that be fun to say? Wouldn't that be a lot of fun to say? Did I say it or did I not say it? I don't know. The choice, it's out of my hands. I mean, all honesty, it's all in my hands, okay? I think I'll give you a parting song. Wasn't it? Good night to you. Good night to all. And keep that in mind. Keep it in mind. Keep that in mind.